نوروز سپیشال. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Today is the first day of the Iranian calendar year 1402. Interestingly, the start of the new Iranian year and the spring of nature nearly coincide with the start of the spring of the Noble Quran, the blessed month of Ramadan. In view of this, we have prepared an 8-part series to briefly dwell upon the traditions of Nowruz in Iran. Yesterday, you heard the first episode, and today, you will be listening to the second episode of this series. Stay tuned, please. Dear listeners, we have been recommended to recite this prayer on the moments of the turn of the year. O transformer of hearts and sights, O administrator of night and day, O changer of the condition and states, change our state to the best state. This means to be heedful of God's power in every moment and everywhere. In other words, it is God who turns day into night and vice versa, and replaces the year with a new one. The divine messengers and leaders have always tried to blend happy occasions with the name and remembrance of God. That's why we pray for the prosperity and success of fellow humans in these happy hours and also put a copy of the Noble Quran on the half-seen tablecloth. But what is half-seen tablecloth? Half-seen is a spread or tablecloth which is spread in Nowruz days in the Iranian houses, and it consists of various items, especially 7 main items, starting with the Farsi letter Sin, corresponding with S in English. These items include sib or apple, sumaq or sumac, samanu or special pudding made of fresh wheat sprouts, sir or garlic, serke or vinegar, senjed or oil tree fruit, and seke or coin. Some may add other things like sabze or green sprouts and sombol or chrysanthemum. As we said, half-seen tablecloth consists of different items, each of which is the symbol of something. Altogether, this tablecloth is spread to bring happiness, prosperity, and blessing to families. It is very interesting that it has been customary for thousands of years in the Iranian culture to spread a tablecloth and adorn it with different items in various occasions, such as engagement and wedding tablecloth, the Yalda tablecloth, and Haftzin. Dear friends, different reasons have been said on the origin of Haftzin. An interesting one is that Sin is the short form of Sini or tray, which is used to serve various things at feasts and ceremonies. Thank you. It is interesting to know that in some villages and cities of Khorasan, Fars, and Khuzestan provinces, people spread haft mim tablecloth instead of haft sin. Haft mim consists of 7 items, starting with the letter mim corresponding with M in English. These items are morg or chicken, mahi or fish, maskati or special pastry, maviz or currant, madani or sweet lemon, mast or yogurt, mash or veg. Sometimes meigu or shrimp is also added. Some people in these areas also put 7 kinds of fruits and drinks on the tablecloth. Each of these items bears a symbolic concept which goes back to the ancient Iran. Anyway, haft sin tablecloth is the central point around which families gather to experience kindness and affection and to give up grudges and enmities. No doubt, Nowruz and haft sin tablecloth have been effective in keeping and strengthening family bonds. If you have traveled to Iran, you have surely noticed that the Iranians pay much attention to family and kinship relations. They highly respect the elderly and are kind with the younger ones. Certainly, Nowruz ceremonies play a significant role in bolstering these beautiful traditions. Iranians and the adherents of Nowruz culture everywhere in the world gather around their grandparents or parents to mark the turn of the year. Therefore, on the moments of the turn of the year, you can see grandparents, parents, sisters, brothers, children, and other relatives gathering around the tablecloth to mark the coming of another year. Thus, haft sin has a rich philosophy and it should be kept. The coming of spring and the Feast of Nowruz is a happy event which reminds us of equilibrium and moderation in our life, like the vernal equinox. Winter has gone with its cold days and nature has become fresh. Let us abandon our evil thoughts and refresh them with new ones. Let us experience hope, calm, friendship, and kindness like nature. Let us be generous like nature. Nature teaches us to be kind to all and to try to push aside pollutions in our souls and minds.